Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Arguing with Zombies: Economics, Politics, and the Fight for a Better Future is a nonfiction book by economist and New York Times columnist Paul Krugman. It collects and reorganizes essays drawn from roughly two decades of his writing, turning them into a thematic guide to major economic and political disputes in the United States. The book is built around Krugman's idea of zombie ideas, meaning claims that have been repeatedly disproved but continue to circulate because they serve political or financial interests, rather than offering a single continuous argument. It examines recurring policy debates such as healthcare, tax policy, inequality, globalization, social security, climate change, and housing. The purpose is both explanatory and corrective to show how misleading economic narratives survive, and to help readers evaluate public policy with more skepticism and historical context. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, zombie ideas as the book's central framework. Krugman uses zombie ideas as the organizing concept for the entire book. These are arguments that should have been discredited by evidence, yet continue to return in public debate. The metaphor matters because it captures both persistence and harm. These ideas do not survive because they are intellectually strong, but because they are politically useful and socially contagious. Krugman applies this framework to familiar claims such as tax cuts automatically paying for themselves or market outcomes always producing the best results without intervention. The book is less interested in proving that false claims exist than in explaining why they remain influential. That makes the framework especially useful for readers trying to understand policy debates, because it shifts attention from whether a claim sounds plausible to why it keeps being repeated after it has failed empirical tests. Secondly, how economics becomes inseparable from political power. A major theme of the book is that economic debate cannot be separated from politics in modern America. Krugman argues that many policy claims are not neutral misunderstandings, but strategic messages tied to power, funding, and partisan advantage. He pays particular attention to how wealthy interests and conservative messaging reinforce ideas that justify lower taxes for the rich, weaker regulation, or cuts to public programs. This helps explain why some arguments survive, even when economists have repeatedly challenged them. The book also distinguishes between ordinary voters and political elites, suggesting that many people who identify with a party do not fully realize how its official citizens may conflict with their own interests. In this sense, the book is not just about false economics. It is about the institutional environment that rewards distortion and makes public reasoning harder. Thirdly, a practical guide to major policy disputes. The book works as a thematic tour through the policy questions that shape everyday life. Krugman writes on healthcare, housing bubbles, tax reform, social security, inequality, globalization, and other issues that often appear in public debate as isolated controversies. His goal is to clarify the basic economics behind them, so readers can judge arguments more intelligently. The essays are designed to be accessible rather than technical, which makes the book useful for readers who want an entry point into policy without advanced training. Krugman's approach is to strip away slogans and show what the evidence and historical experience actually suggest. This gives the book a practical function. It is not only a commentary on current politics, but also a tool for interpreting news coverage, campaign claims, and recurring policy slogans that often circulate without much scrutiny. Fourthly, climate change, public goods, and the refusal of evidence. One of the most serious areas Krugman addresses is climate policy. He treats climate denial as a clear example of a zombie idea, a claim that persists even though the underlying science is well established. For Krugman, the problem is not just ignorance but deliberate resistance driven by ideology and material interests. The book shows how the same pattern appears in other public goods debates, especially those involving government responsibility and collective action. Climate policy matters here because it reveals the cost of treating evidence as optional. If policymakers ignore facts in order to preserve short-term political advantage, the result is not only bad policy but long-term damage that becomes harder to reverse. This topic helps define the moral and civic stakes of the book, since Krugman is not merely correcting errors, but warning about what happens when political systems reward denial over responsibility. Lastly, why the book is written as essays instead of a single linear argument. Arguing with Zombies is built from selected columns, and that structure shapes how it works. Instead of a continuous academic treatise, the book presents concise essays that revisit familiar disputes from different angles across time. This format has two advantages. First, it mirrors the way public debate actually functions, since the same claims reappear in new forms whenever politics changes. Second, it lets Krugman demonstrate continuity across years, showing that many supposedly new controversies are really old arguments in updated language. The structure also makes the book easy to enter at different points, since each chapter can stand on its own, while contributing to the larger theme. Some readers may notice repetition, but that repetition is part of the point. The persistence of bad ideas is itself the subject. The book therefore becomes a record of how economic misinformation evolves, recycles itself, and adapts to changing political conditions. In conclusion, Arguing with Zombies is best suited for readers who want to understand the economic arguments behind contemporary politics rather than just follow headlines. It will be especially valuable for students, policy readers, journalists, and general readers who want a clearer sense of how debates over taxes, healthcare, inequality, climate change, and government spending actually work. Its main benefit is interpretive. It teaches readers how to recognize recurring false claims, how to separate evidence from political messaging, and how to think more carefully about the incentives behind public arguments. Compared with more technical economics books, it is far more accessible. Compared with more purely polemical political books, it is grounded in a long record of economic commentary and historical continuity. What distinguishes it is the combination of sharp policy analysis, plain-spoken explanation, and a unifying concept that links many different debates together. Because it is organized around recurring essayistic interventions rather than a single abstract model, it feels closely connected to real public discourse. That makes it both a useful reference on modern policy debates and a concise portrait of how misinformation survives in democratic politics. If you would like to support Paul Krugman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.